Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 10-1-18. And you know what that means? It's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review for September 2018. Mickey, can you believe it? The year just sailed by. We're in the fourth quarter. Hopefully good things are on the horizon. Hey, make sure you check out our sites, financialsurvivalnetwork.com and mercenarygeologist.com, and feel free to send us an email with your thoughts or comments to kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, Mickey, we're in the fourth quarter. The year is like shot. All sorts of surprises in virtually every market everywhere. And I guess we will start where we always start, in the share markets, as the Brits would call them. And we start out with the venerable Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Well, the bull market roars. Dow set an all-time record on August 21st, S&P 500 on August 20th. NASDAQ set a record last day of last month, and Russell 2000 the same. Plus, the Dow Jones Transports set a record about the 20th of the month. All these backed off in last week or this month, but you got to look at the overall performance. It's quite impressive. Dow closed the month at 26,458, up 2% for the month, 9% for the quarter. S&P 500, 29,14, not up that much over the month, but over 7% for the quarter. NASDAQ set a record on 831. It backed off to 8046 for almost a percent loss, and a lot of that was because of Elon Musk and Tesla paying $40 million in fines for a bad tweet. And also Facebook got hacked on Thursday or Friday. Nevertheless, NASDAQ has been the best performer over the year, and it's been up about 17%, seven of that in the last quarter. Russell 2000 continues to lag a bit. It's up 3% and change over the quarter, but was down 2.5% from its record high at the end of last month. You got to think that this lagging will catch up at some point. It's up about 9.5% over the year.
Yeah, and everything is wonderful here in the States, but outside the U.S., not so much.
Not so much. The Toronto markets have been lagging basically because of the supply management issues over milk in Quebec. Apparently that got resolved today, but that's not reflected in Friday's close.
Yeah.
The Toronto big board is mucking about this year. It's closed the month down percent, closed the quarter down a percent. That should change now that Trudeau is giving in on Quebec dairy products. We'll see if how that's going to affect his next election. Meanwhile, the Toronto Venture Exchange had another bad month, closed at 709, down over 2%, down over 4% over the quarter, and down well over 17% over the year. And this basically has to do with the price of gold, which is down considerably since mid-June, something like that.
Yeah.
We just wrote a musing on the ratios of gold and the Toronto Venture Exchange, and showed quite convincingly that as goes gold, so goes the venture. Emerging markets, MSCI index, also had a bad month, closed at 1048, down 0.6%. Down over 2% on the quarter, and those markets are down about 10% over the year. A lot of this has to do, once again, with tariff talk, especially with regards to China, and also meltdown of the Turkish lira currency,
right.
And also I think that the meltdown of communist, socialist Venezuela, whatever it purports to be, and it's not long. The Maduro government, I don't think, is very long here. It certainly is long in the tooth, but not long for the future.
Hey, and I'd just like to make a comment on the so-called trade wars. You know, I said it from the. Yeah. It's just never going to happen here. It's a bunch of media hype
from the get-go.
It's this ridiculous. Is
Trump's method of negotiation.
So. Yeah, chaos. You know, you force chaos into the market, and then you let the players sort it out, and everybody can hold something up, and it looks like you're a winner, right? And certainly Trump has been a winner. Look, they said never going to work with Mexico, you know, and I guarantee you there's something in that agreement about immigration or border crossers that the Mexican government will be stationing their military on the border. They said never going to come to an agreement with Trudeau. And sure enough, he did. And he came to an agreement with the EU and Korea and Japan. So why, you know, the media trade war is a total media figment of their imagination. It's a chimera. It is garbage. It never happened, and it's not going to.
No, and next one up is China. So at some point we'll report that that we made peace with China on trade. It's a matter of time. Who knows when it will happen.
Sooner rather than later, because the market's getting killed, and it's only seems to be helping the U.S. So this is, you know, a resolution is going to come forth shortly. And, hey, we see the market today, even though it's not on our charts, is up over 250 points. And this is just manufactured garbage because there was never a trade war.
Well, the trade war has been good for the U.S. dollar. The success over the last couple of months with Mexico and now Canada has pushed the dollar higher, along with the Fed rate and a very strong economy, one good number after another. DXY closed the month at 95.14, up a tad, but rallied from below 94 a couple of weeks ago. Meanwhile, the euro continues to suffer, closed the month at 116, essentially even, but down almost a percent over the quarter. And a lot of this has to do with the Italians and their spend everything you don't have budget, sanctions on Iran and the European Union trying to figure a way to get around those doesn't look like it's going to happen.
They're going to toe the line because basically it's going to finally be in their own self-interest to do it in the world's interest. It's just these are the stories that created by the media to move the markets, and they always invariably turn out to be false here, Mickey.
Well, and they're not moving the markets very much. We did not mention the VIX, and it has remained uniformly low, closed at about 12 and a half, and in the midst of the longest bull market run ever, in the face of usual paradigm that when we have a low VIX, it's predicting a downturn in markets, but we've had a low VIX for a couple of years now. Part of the driver for the U.S. dollar, as I mentioned, is the Fed rate increase. Now we're up to 2.25% on the official Fed rate. That drove the 10-year bonds, or the anticipation of that, and the fact it occurred last week, drove the 10-year bond above 3%. It's now been above there for the last 10 days, up from 2.86% last month. And meanwhile, Bitcoin is starting to look like a normal chart. It basically flatlined last month. Well, not quite flatlined, but it's become range bound. It closed the month at 66.10. That's down 7%, which is low volatility for Bitcoin, and it's up 6.5% over the quarter.
And it's going down more, in accordance with my projections, under 5,000. it's going to trade like gold from now on, because the same people, same people buying Bitcoin are going to be buying gold, and vice versa. It's going to trade like gold, and it's not going to go anywhere till gold goes someplace. God knows when that'll be, but at some point it will, because it's just the way markets work. Hey, look, sugar for many years, they couldn't give this stuff away. Nobody wanted it. It was a penny or 2 cents a pound. And then it magically went up to like 18 cents a pound. That's the way markets work. And today's dog is tomorrow's show horse, you know? So yeah, looking at, and speaking of dogs, let's look at the metals.
Well, gold was down because the U.S. dollar was up, duh. And until that paradigm, until the U.S. dollar weakens, I don't expect gold to go anywhere. Closed at 1192, down $8 on the month. It's lost 5% on the quarter, and it's lost something on the order of about 9% on the year. Silver underperformed badly most of the month. It actually closed up a few pennies, but it was put, it actually went down below $14 a week or so ago. It closed at 1464. That's down 9% on the quarter. Platinum had a relatively good month, although it was down mid-month. It closed at 814, up about 4%, but it's down 4.5% on the quarter. Meanwhile, palladium just continues to roar, and it's and despite all the electric vehicle buzz and gasoline internal combustion engines still rule, there is a supply deficit of palladium right now. It closed at 1070, and if memory serves, that's only about $50 off its all-time high set earlier this year.
Correct.
That's almost 10% up for the month, 13% up for the quarter. Meanwhile, copper did not have a good month, although it did close up 9 cents. But at one point, it was as low as 264.
I know.
This is despite very strong fundamentals at 281. There's a lot of copper producers losing money or breaking even. Copper's down 6% on the quarter, up 3.5% on the month. But this weak copper market, and it's been in backwardation from 3 to 7 months for most of the summer, is really driven by specs, and it's all about this tariff talk, which you've already discussed, is so much fluff in both our opinions.
Are you bored yet with the trade war talk? I mean, I've been bored about it for months because I just knew it was false. You could just count on the media to get the wrong story at the wrong time. And it's like, is it they just want Trump to look bad, or are they just this stupid? I vacillate. Or is it both?
I think it's probably most of the former. You know, it's the same thing with this Kavanaugh thing going on right now. A lot of it's trying to make Trump look bad with the pending elections, what, about 5 weeks away. Energy markets really boomed over the month. WTI closed at 73.56. It's been a quarter since we've seen levels this high, up 5% on the month, but actually down from its multi-year high of 74 and change in late June. Brent closed at 82.72, up almost 7% on the month, 4% on the quarter. That WTI to Brent, or I should say that differently, the Brent to WTI arbitrage is up to about 12% right now. A lot of this has to do with the predictions that we have a supply deficit looming in oil markets, especially with Iran unable to sell its oil. China came out, Sinopec, the giant Chinese national oil company, came out on Friday and said they were going to cut back imports from Iran. So it's getting stranded. Saudis are thought to be at their high, or have little room to increase capacity at this point. So with Venezuela failing, Iran can't sell its oil. U.S. shale oil booming. That's been good for oil markets all around. Henry Hub, it's higher this month as the heating season looms at 301, up 3.1% on the month, 3.1% on the quarter. And meanwhile, uranium continues to tick up. Poco a poco, it's now at 2750. That's a 35% jump since April. Still a long ways to go in the uranium market, but there's lots of geopolitical intrigue going on in the United States that will be good for the domestic uranium market, up 4% on the month, up a whopping 21% on the quarter. Now, for those interested, we posted an interview on Mercenary Musings Radio, available on my website and available at kitco.com on uranium last week. That will remain up on Kitco for a couple more days.
Hey, very cool. And this interview will be up on Kitco as well. So,
yes, sir.
So the market's really, really surprising everybody. And uranium, maybe it's on the comeback trail, but we've said it so many times before, Mickey, that who the heck knows?
Well, what's really changed now is the Trump administration's gotten behind the idea that since the U.S. only produces 2% of its annual uranium demand, and we import 40% from governments like Russia and Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, who are not friendly, stable, or they are corrupt, and something's got to change. So there are things coming, Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, Department of Commerce, Department of Defense, Department of Interior, all have come out in favor of domestic uranium mining. So things are going to change in the uranium market. And when things start to change, they change very fast.
Yeah, they take a lot longer than you ever thought possible, but when it finally happens, it happens a lot faster than you thought it could happen as well.
And, exactly.
I think I'm in agreement with you that it's due for a change, because uranium has been a dog now for how many years?
Well, since Fukushima, so over seven years. But Kerry, we got to keep in mind that this is supply demand driven. We've had excess supply that's now come off the market. So fundamentals have changed. This goes well beyond political considerations, goes into supply demand fundamentals. It goes into the fact that uranium utilities or nuclear utilities in the U.S. have put off signing long-term contracts with these low prices, and those long-term contracts are ending in 2020-2021. So it's going to happen. We'll just wait until it does. Meanwhile, position yourself in good uranium stocks, U.S. domestic producers.
Yeah, and you know, when a market is down for so many years, when it does finally shift direction, it can be very violent on the opposite side of the trade. You know, it really can just happen so quickly and violently that everyone is taken aback, except by the people who expected it, of course.
Well, all you have to do is look at the increase of uranium price in 2006 and 2007. Starting in 2004, it was $10 a pound. By mid 2007, it was $135 a pound. So it's coming.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's coming. And so looking at the ratios, we covered one, but you got a couple others that you think are newsworthy here, huh?
Yeah, platinum and palladium down once again to a ratio of 0.76. It continues to go down month after month after month in big leaps. Big falls, I guess I should say, over the last couple of months. Closed the month at 0.76, historic lows since the palladium hoarding debacle of 2000-2001. One other ratio I want to talk about is the gold to WTI ratio, and we've seen that fall now for about the last 7 months, and it's now at 16.2, and that is the historical average since 1970. And for those that are interested, we posted on that, amusing on the history of gold to WTI ratios. That was published about a month ago.
Okay, and that's some good work there. So the only other thing I'd like to just point out, we didn't really cover it. Henry Hub over $3, and the WTI to Henry Hub ratio, again, it's getting up there, 24.4. I mean, it makes the advantages of switching to nat gas extremely attractive for those who are able to.
Well, it certainly does, but that makes coal and uranium suffer. And as we know, the Trump administration is a big backer of both those fuel sources. So look at it. It is completely skewed. If you do a per energy analysis,
yes,
the ratio of WTI to Henry Hub should be about 6, and we haven't seen that in years and years. I don't even know the last time. I'd have to go back into our spreadsheet, master spreadsheet, to figure that out. But regardless, it is what it is, and that gas looks like it's going to remain cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. You know, there are certain industries that are able to shift from oil to nat gas depending upon the price advantage per BTU, and I guess they've just been in nat gas for years, not even thinking about switching back to oil to number two. So it's going to continue.
Well, and it really affects coal-fired power plants more than anything. So they can switch from nat gas to coal willy-nilly. So
yeah, exactly. The ones that are geared up to do it, they could switch on a moment's notice. Sometimes they have to because of availability of the fuel more than the price. But interesting, really interesting month, Mickey. Like a lot of divergences and a lot of reverses that very few people expecting.
Well, we'll see. The bull market continues, and we just need metals to come back here, and it'll happen. We just don't know when it'll be.
Yeah, well, it's just a question of when, not if, as I've said many, many a time, and just patience and position. That's what you need to do. So that's it for this month. And Mickey, find Mickey's work over at mercenarygeologist.com, Twitter feed at mercenarygeo. We're over at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And please write us, kl@kerrylutz.com. I'm about 100 emails behind. For some reason, they picked up over the past 2 weeks. And the Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz. Mickey, we will catch up with you again next month, same time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kerry.